The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast.
Hi, hi.
So happy
How is
to be
everybody
here.
Today?
Oh my,
Fabulous.
They cannot.
Or
are
this
you, is that to us?
I'm actually going to give an answer this time.
Can
Fabulous.
I talk to my sisters about
wow,
this?
Wow, you never.
How are you?
No. I'm doing so good. And Courtney just said fabulous, which is a word I never thought she would say.
Yeah, so, you don't really say fabulous. You feel like,
I mean, I guess you're just describing yourself.
I feel like a new woman today.
How? How so? Tell us about it.
Well,
our audience wants to
know.
Yeah,
why do you feel fabulous?
You know, I got
like
really
a new
good
woman.
Sleep.
Oh, like yeah. Whatever.
I had some great beauty sleep.
Oh.
And, maybe I hit a few bars last night, but...
It doesn't look like it helped to me.
Hitting
and
a couple
wow.
of bars and beauty sleep don't really equate.
We have children that
it
listen
works
to
for
this.
Me. It works for me.
Okay, well, kids, stay at school.
Like, don't do what Courtney does.
All right, so we're going to get into the first segment. And segment one, listener's response. You guys left these questions and comments on simjamproductions.com/podcast. And now... we're going to respond. Okay. Also, you can go to shop.
Are you doing ASMR?
Yeah, like what is this?
This is important. This is don't mess with our money. I mean, this is shopsimgm.com. You can go there, get some new watermelon shirts. They're so
beautiful. We have all new stuff. Like the one in gray, especially, I would like recommend.
I love it. Doesn't it come in black too?
Yeah,
a lot of them. Aren't a lot of them in just gray and black?
Yeah, like. Those are the best colors.
Courtney, it's amazing.
It's the best.
It's fabulous, as you might say.
Yeah.
Also, wow. Subscribe to our new YouTube channel, The Cardassian Podcast Highlights. We have one video out right now. I think we're going to have another one
soon.
No,
we have two out by now.
Oh, we have two. Okay, great. So it's taking what you all consider to be great moments. And,
well,
you know,
it depends on when you listen to this. Maybe there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, maybe there's more.
Right. It exploits us. I think you'd love it.
We're not doing the whole. We're not showing all of the podcasts. It's literally in the title, highlights.
Yeah, everybody who this is a podcast, you guys know what highlights means. Highlights are bits.
It's just
taken.
Clips. It's
That's
not
it.
The whole
yeah,
thing.
You're not gonna get the whole thing.
That would
you
take
a taste.
Like 4 months.
It gives you a taste to see to
yeah,
wear
just
your advertising.
Taste. To and then if you want to hear the rest, you go and listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm, on Anchor and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Okay.
Yeah.
So are we ready for the first question? Okay. Yeah. The first question is from The Cowboy Hat Is Not New. That's very
wow.
interesting.
That's okay. a weird. Is that like your name? How do they call you that in school?
Okay. The Cowboy
and
Hat.
And the last name is just Johnson.
Is not new. Present. Okay.
Shut
if
up,
you,
Chloe. What?
Do you want me to shut up? Or do you want me to do my thing? And you could shut up. All right. If you guys were starred in a game, not The Sims, I was about to say, what roles do you guys want to be? Okay, now they're going to give us what they think we're going to be. I think Chloe will be the badass main character. I mean, fighting evil spirits and dragons,
wow.
being the ultimate fighter and
dragons.
Survivor. Listen,
dragons
I have to agree.
New.
I have to agree.
Dragon would fry you up so fast, Chloe.
Listen, I've taken on a Tyrannosaurus. Okay, I've taken on dinosaurs. I've taken on
no.
wizards.
They took
I could
on
take
you.
A dragon. I could
yeah,
take a
it took you up in the air.
Yeah, they
and
took
who survived
on you and
it.
Took you up.
And who survived it? Courtney will be the final boss. Very hard to beat. And
wow.
people will kill her because of her beauty. Just like Lady Sim Dimitrescu or Dimitrescu. I know people pronounce that
differently. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, that's a Resident
incorrect.
Evil reference for anybody who doesn't get it.
But they would say I'm the bad guy pretty much. I'm
yeah,
down with that.
Yeah, but she's epic. So, all right.
So
Kim,
the opposite of Courtney.
Kim will be the background character
wow.
as an Easter egg.
What?
I think this game will be called the Chloe's Adventures. Oh my God. Like, I have to agree.
I feel like Chloe wrote this.
I didn't write this. You think I, who the hell would come up with the cowboy hat is not new? No offense.
Yeah.
But come on.
So,
do you agree?
Wait, it's not done. It's not done. And no, I don't agree, but it's not done yet.
Yeah, I know it's not done, but like, I just wanted to take that in. You background character. You guys can include your other
family members.
What do
they call those?
They
call those
well.
MCUs.
They call them AIs, just chilling in the background.
No, that's
Marvel's non-playable characters.
Universe. Courtney's non-playable so characters. Not up with the like.
It's the video game we're talking about.
Not,
oh my god! Hashtag
I
Chloe the fighter
movie.
And survivor. Hashtag Courtney the best watermelon sister. Hashtag Kim Orange.
Well, I'm fine with hashtag Kim Orange because
yeah.
That's power. That's...
I'm sure you're fine with it because it's boring.
No, yeah. It's power. It's the best flavor. It's
kind of
the
a background character thing to be. But
now,
yeah,
first of all, I would be like,
I have
think
to agree with
it.
Everything they said.
No, think about it. I would be the main character.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't in your own game, talk about your own game. How do you feel you would be?
No, this is about a game. They're saying a game, so all three of us are in it, and I
yes,
would be
but
the
this
main
is
character.
Your version. This is your version. So tell us about your.
I
version.
Think you would be not a side, not a like background character, Chloe, but I think you would be more like a like my sidekick. Who's
okay.
Like, oh yeah, you move to the left. And I have like 30 minutes of gameplay.
I know you're not making me a tutorial character. You're not making me a tutorial character.
Well, that it shows.
I am
that
not
you
there
know.
To be at the beginning of the game to tell you how to freaking do the job. Okay?
You'd be like, "That was great, Kim. Now try jumping up." And
I'm
then
not
we
a tutorial
don't see you
character.
Again. We, but then it loops back and we see you at the end. And I do think Courtney would be the final boss, but she would die with one hit.
Oh my god.
Well, what's the challenge in that?
There isn't.
Yeah, because your game sucks.
That sounds like I'd be like the first boss. I'm not a boss that is killed with one hit.
Yeah,
you
would be. Wow.
Better being
wow.
a boss
We're
than a
names.
Shut up. Better being a
you
boss than a
me
side
first.
Character slash merchant.
That wasn't an insult. Like maybe it's really hard to get to you to do that one hit.
As the lead
like,
character
maybe
in a
you're
video
in
game.
A volcano.
As a lead character in a video game, I need you to calm down. Your side character
you're
is showing.
Lead,
your side
you
character
not,
is showing.
You are
okay.
not a lead character. You are a tutorial character.
I think we got it. I think everything's done. But in terms of including everybody else, Mom would be the final boss for me. All right.
She would be the hardest to take down. I think she'd be like a
no,
trial boss.
Yeah, but no. she's like, she would be like my kryptonite in the video game. She'd be like the character that just keeps popping up until like the very
that
end.
Lowers your health bar as soon as she arrives.
She's like a three bottle bath fight, you know? Anyway, thanks for your question.
Yeah,
we're
that
moving
sounds
on.
Accurate.
Okay. Next question or comment, whatever. The radical population? Wait.
Pollution. Do you see an extra P there, Chloe?
I don't see an extra P.
Okay. Hey, Cardassian. I came here to warn Chloe about something strange that happened a few podcast episodes back. Oh, God. Someone talked about a product called Judy Job Boost. Yes, those freaking bootleg scam. So I did some research on it. I found it on the dark web, and apparently it's used to deflate people's asses. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So it's basically poison. What's something...
There's a dark web.
What's something that is more shocking is that... Yes, Kim. What's something that is more shocking is that I bought the product and used a few magnifying glasses to see... that little speck on the bottle that said buy glow. Kim.
What?
I already told the cops about this and Chris already gave them information on where you are at the time of reading this. Expect leaving the building wearing handcuffs and a police car. Stay watermelon.
How am I going to wear a police car?
Oh my goodness, it's so long. Definitely not you, Kim. Also, my question that I took so long to say is how is Kim dealing with all the staff members suing her now instead of the customers. Oh my goodness, this was such a long thing to read, and but it's important.
Yeah. No,
Kim,
not
explain
really.
Yourself. Did you create
There's no... more? There's still more. There's a there... PS.
PS.
Well, let's not.
Well,
it's too
well
long.
Maybe you should answer. I know. PS. I'm not warning Kim about this because she deserves prison sentences, and I warned Chloe because I want her to film it and post it on some YouTube. Okay. Now,
never mind. That was a good add-on.
No.
Okay. I think it was necessary because I always thought Judy Japus was just too close of a name, and I know you're jealous of
I
me
would
and this
never
brand.
Make no. No.
Yes.
First of
yes.
all, I would never make anything like that. Like, why? That's too close, as you would say. Mm-hmm. And second of all, somebody's trying to frame me.
Okay.
No, I think you're trying to have people deflate their asses so you have the biggest ass ever.
Yeah. And
well,
I think
that
I
is
think...
a good idea, but not one I would come up for this circumcisions right now. Like, that's not.
Well.
What... That's not what I'm about.
You,
that's
I don't,
not my
fine.
Legacy.
Maybe not you, but maybe it's a fanatic if you have one and they're just trying to frame and like, I don't understand. Like, obviously, the name of my brand that I'm attached to, I didn't create it, is Booty Booty Pop Juice, not Judy Jop Juice or whatever. Okay. Judy yeah. Pop, whatever. Okay. If anybody's listening to this, this is a PAD. P.
Yeah. A PAD.
Do not. Use this product or the glow because
and don't frame me.
Oh my god, what if there's some cops outside right now?
I will say hello and then keep going about my business, and if I get arrested, I know I'm as a lawyer, I know how to get myself out of these situations.
Chloe, you gotta have your camera ready because I think they're gonna throw her to the ground.
Well, apparently it's been requested for me to have a camera ready.
Listen, this is private property.
What do you mean it's yeah. private property?
As for my staff members suing me, that's nobody's business but me and the staff members. And you know what? I let them go before they could sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you let them go, that's not going to stop them from suing you.
Yes, it does. It's like
it doesn't.
It's in the rules. You can't sue if the person's already fired you.
Yeah, okay, but you're still
on the
like
rightful grounds of I don't want them here anymore.
But you're still like a like this is still like I don't know, Cam. This is just too much of a coincidence for me. I don't know
how.
I don't know if
how
who to believe.
It? I don't.
I don't know who to believe, Cam.
I'm on what's called the right side of the law, not the left, but the right.
Okay.
And I know.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about this later. Okay.
This, no, we
yeah,
won't.
This is, we're just going in circles here.
We're going to move on, okay? Maybe it's not you, Kim. Maybe it's someone trying to frame you.
It is. It might be this person. Who is this? It might
maybe
be Radical Pollution. That's like it's in their name. They pollute.
Okay. I'm going to have to look into this. All right. Moving on to Blair Petrus. Greetings from South Africa, Kardashian sisters. Oh my God, South Africa.
Right below
that's
north.
Awesome.
Amazing. Right we north. Have got
shut up, Kim.
America. We've got listeners right in America.
Right under North America.
By Canada.
It goes North America. Canada.
Would you guys stop, please?
What? We're trying to acknowledge that we have a international audience
that
and
we,
you don't want to include
interest.
Them? Not today, Courtney.
Well, you're also acknowledging you're not smart and
no.
you don't know your geography.
We're greeting our fans and we're showing our appreciation. Like, wow, Courtney.
And climate
just
change.
Just greet them, but don't try to guess where they're located.
Right
well, they're saying
North
South Africa,
America.
So we know
Thank
where they
you so
are.
Much, South Africa.
Do you pay attention to Blair? Okay, moving on.
Do you pay attention to the globe?
Okay, moving on. Okay, first and foremost, I just want
Toronto
to say
Toronto is beautiful at that time.
Shut up.
By the way,
first
I
and foremost,
I want to see you point to Toronto after this.
My God, you guys are so disrespectful. Okay, to
Sorry.
Blair. All right, first and foremost. I just want to say that Chloe is the one and only fighter and survivor, and Courtney is the most beautiful woman in the world. Well, you are half right.
Wow.
Kim, however, is a lying,
I have heard
cheating...
that before. Hang on. We got to hang on that.
Okay, but we really need to hang
just
on.
Acknowledge.
This. We have to really hang up on this that next
we
part.
Don't need to
acknowledge that
next.
They think I'm the most beautiful woman in the
we
world.
We don't need to continue
okay.
with the rest of
whatever
it.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. Okay.
We had to take a moment of silence for that.
Okay, we're going to need to take a moment of silence for this bit. Kim, however, is a lying, cheating, scam artist. Exclamation point. All right.
Did you have to point out that it's said with excitement, Chloe?
I mean,
yeah.
Did you have to make it worse?
I mean, I think it's in really? Relation to what we just talked about with the above comment.
I don't think it is.
I bought
uh-oh, they're going to go on for a long time here.
I bought the glow pumping.
See, that's glow without a W, so that's not my product. There glow, has been glow, a knockoff glow. Out there. Yeah,
okay.
There has been knockoffs, so beware.
Maybe
that's
the knockoff
that's also your product.
Maybe
well,
the
no,
knockoff isn't
before.
A biohazard.
There was a time where I couldn't use my name for legal reasons and we took out the W, but that was only because we were testing. We were selling so much
Kim,
that we're like,
Kim.
You know what? Knock off the W just for a short time until this case goes through. And then we
Kim,
added the W back. What?
Shut up. You're still a scam artist.
That's not our
I bought
you're
the
just
glow,
digging
glow,
yourself
glow.
Paper.
I bought the glow without a W pumping lip gloss for my coworker's birthday. And she was so excited. But
well,
when
that's so great.
But when she put it on, her lips started inflating like a balloon. Her mm-hmm. lips got yeah. so big that she started floating and drifted off into space. Her family sued me for $100,000, and I told the Glow without a W customer support line about this. And
well, they were able to get through.
I mean, well, listen, this isn't the
that short glow,
right?
Enough to get your.
Well, if they got Shut through, up. They got through because this isn't Kim's support line. This is the Glow uh-huh. without a W support line where right. they may yep. actually answer support line about this. And they said that you would defend me in court, but you never showed up. So my question is for the criminal slash lawyer, Kim, where were you, Kim?
That's a good question.
I think she
was studying in her bikini.
I sometimes have to. The best way to study is in your bikini on a rooftop by the pool.
On a private island.
Oh my God.
And
answer
you know,
the question.
Sometimes, let me finish. Sometimes I get so wrapped up in my studying. There, mm-hmm. These pages and these chapters are so long. There was one chapter I couldn't even get through the first page. One, because the sun kept reflecting off the page and I was like, this isn't working, but I uh-huh. got the picture and that's what matters. People know I'm studying even if I'm not.
Kim, how many pages do you get through a day?
I have to do at least 1.5. That's okay. Because there's so much to learn. Like, you guys have no idea. You just sit and insult and bully. But what's in this, what these chap, anyway, so I study so hard.
Oh my God.
That I couldn't show up to defend you against this company, this glow without a W.
I was joking when I said you were studying. I hoped you had a better excuse.
No, I was genuine. Like, that's what I do. I study.
That's not a good
excuse. The best thing to do in these situations, Courtney, is just let her talk.
If I'm not running my successful businesses, I'm studying. And it's to help people like you, Blair.
Well, why didn't you help? That's the question.
Because I was busy. I told them to send them a text.
So what are you studying for?
It didn't get to them. To be the best lawyer.
Just going to be studying forever.
Scam artist.
Because studying is a never-ending process.
Anyway, so Blair, I don't think you're going to get
yeah,
an answer.
We're moving on.
If
I'm sorry, Blair.
If I can't get to you, Blair, just know that I'm studying to help you.
Oh my God, we're moving on.
That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment 2, That's So Watermelon, where we're given 5 random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Love that
Who
ending.
That
was you, Courtney.
I was using
that's,
the best
that's very
voice.
Disrespectful, whoever did that.
That was
oh my
you,
God.
Courtney.
Yes, it was Courtney.
First topic, running. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I love running. It's like so important.
Running for office or actual running?
There's a whole bunch of different runnings.
I'm thinking of the fighter and survivor status running, like where you have to be able to run. And you have to know
where you're running from your fears.
Where you're jogging in the morning.
I go
for a run every morning, and it's so good for me.
Okay,
it's so good for my spirit, and it's so good.
Go to Simbucks.
You make a run to Simbucks.
Yeah, I'll get myself a nice green tea, and then I'll go back for my run.
Same running. I don't think they're talking about that.
No.
You're not putting on tennis shoes and running.
I run to get a green tea. Then I go home and I get on my
treadmill,
and I get in a nice run, and I have some green tea, which is very, very good for you. So,
how long is that run?
That run is about a good 20 minutes.
You are so lying.
What?
Like
you run and walk for 5 minutes. You run for 5 minutes, walk for 5 minutes. I'm trying to give people tips
and
you two are trying to bring me down for wanting to exercise.
You can give tips all you want, but you have to actually follow through with those tips you're giving.
Yeah,
Kim, I think you should try it sometime.
I'll tell you my technique. You wake up in the morning, you do your regular morning routine.
Doing a little bit too much studying.
You might study a little bit in the sun. And then what I like to do is I will run for about a solid hour.
You don't run.
Okay, you're a damn liar. 20 minutes, okay, but an hour?
The way I run is, you know how you said you run and you walk, you run, you walk? Well, you run 10 seconds. You hop in the golf cart with your security guard. He takes you about 20 minutes. You run another 5 seconds. Like, but that all adds up eventually.
Wow.
You are ridiculous. You are ridiculous. And listen,
so when you say you go for 5 miles, you're actually taking a golf cart.
Not the whole way.
Oh my God.
That's the trick.
Running is so watermelon. I know it's not for everybody, but like we run all the time. Like these two ran, like when we run the Hunger Games, they just ran off when I was trying to be a fighter and survivor.
I actually do stay very fit and run with my trainer.
Does your trainer run and then you just walk?
No.
That's not the same.
I do actually run.
Okay.
You should see my ass.
Okay, can we please move on from
it's
the running?
It's tight and topped.
We can't see it. That's the problem, Courtney.
Moving on, please.
Yeah, because it's too tight.
Yeah.
Moving on, please.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't say if it's so watermelon or not.
It's so not watermelon. I don't think you need to do it. Like, walking is fine.
Yeah, walking's fine, too.
So it takes up so much energy to do the running that I do. So much energy.
Wow. Yeah, running around in circles around your answers is what you do.
Next topic, water bottles. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
This is a lot of water.
I think you can speak on that, Chloe.
I think you could speak on it.
I have nothing to speak on.
No, Chloe specifically can speak on water bottles.
Okay, let me just talk about this.
Chloe, listen.
I'm not going to take responsibility. Listen. The water bottle situation, if for those you don't know, listen, yes, I got a little advertisement like water thing.
You got a little.
Where there's certain amount of water you need to drink a day. Am I wrong or am I right?
What if
am
you I don't want to drink that much water?
Am I wrong or am I right? Do you need to drink a certain amount of water a day?
You need to drink water.
Yes,
you need to drink
a certain amount of water every day. And I was trying to show them that there's a measurement of what you can do drink every day. And people, were taking actual water bottles instead of recycling. Okay, and just like putting it in there. I'm like, guys, like, what are you doing?
Chloe,
like,
maybe you had to be clearer with your instructions.
This is not how a fighter survivor drinks water.
Well, okay, if you are a fighter and survivor and say
not
you
if,
were out.
I am.
You were out in the desert, as we have been before, stranded.
Mm-hmm. Right, that sucked.
And then there are only bottled waters around. Are you still going to get angry for people to use bottled waters instead of, like, there's no water filtration?
That is obviously a different thing. I'm talking about people who have water filters, okay? Not everybody has them.
You should have
got it. Get it.
Chloe.
Great, great, great. But guess what? A lot of people do. And if you're buying a specific water bottle, okay, then you have enough money to have a filtered water system. Okay. I don't want to hear it.
Well, what if those water bottles are cheap? What if they find a cheap one?
Yeah. Okay. Well, then like you can get a cheap filter system.
I think these exist. There's these things called 98 cent stores. And I think
it's 99.
No, it's 98.
Whatever.
It might be like 98.5.
My point is, can we please just talk about water bottles in general? I think that a lot of people are switching to glass bottles because they're starting to get like bottles in our oceans.
And that is not good. So dangerous.
So not
water. Where does the glass bottles go?
Glass is easier to recycle into the system.
Okay,
I gotta be honest. It's so annoying seeing people drink out of what looks like a wine bottle when it's just water. It just looks weird to me. But apparently it is better for the environment or whatever.
But it's also like, it's also a weapon.
To use a glass bottle as a weapon?
Yeah. If you drink your water out of a glass bottle, it could also double as protection. Like, did they think about that? You break it and then you hold up the shard.
Well, when you break it, that's littering.
Water bottles are so not watermelon. There's my answer.
Always a
setback.
A cabinet.
Shut up. They're not watermelon. What do you think?
They're so the glass water bottles are
watermelon.
The glass water bottles.
I'm using one right now. Shut up.
Fine. They're so watermelon.
Glass water bottles are so not watermelon.
They're so watermelon if you recycle. How about that?
They're
so watermelon if you recycle.
Use your plastic water bottle over and over, the same one. They're disposable for a reason. That means you can use them again.
Okay, both are recyclable.
Just won't
recycle.
Have the same refreshing water on the inside.
Yeah, it just might not taste fresh. But
not all water tastes the same. And people are like, water doesn't have a taste. Then I don't want to hear you say, why does
water
it taste
absolutely
so watery?
Has the taste.
Yes, it has the taste.
I've drank a water before and I'm like,
Kim's cooking. It's so watery.
Kim doesn't cook though.
Her attempts
and
my
taste like water
are not water. Okay, so maybe I did put a little bit too much water in the spaghetti sauce. Like, sue me.
You wasn't spaghetti sauce. You boiled water and you didn't put the pasta in it.
Yeah, and then
you said dinner served.
I put the sauce in the water, Chloe.
Ew.
And then the pasta was there.
Okay, we're moving
on.
That's
how you make it.
Step one and that said to boil water.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to read it anymore.
And then I just figured, okay, can of tomatoes. There's your spaghetti.
Okay, we're moving on.
You really only need to read the first and last steps of try it with recipes.
Go through that in your life and you'll be a lawyer in no time.
Read step one, read
the last
step. All
right, so I'll pull up a recipe right now.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so it says preheat the oven.
Uh-huh.
And then it says let it cool is the last step.
Exactly.
So what did we make?
That sounds like a delicious rigatoni.
Okay, please. I'm done. Please, just move on.
I'm just saying you could try that and you will make delicious meals.
You will make absolutely nothing.
You will make delicious
meals.
Yeah,
because you preheat the oven and then you have a cook come in and then you walk away and like, oh my God. That's not how it works.
My spaghetti del agua, delicious.
Next topic, beauty pageants. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Beauty pageants, especially when you're young and your siblings are in it, but you can't be, is so degrading and I don't like them.
Well, some beauty pageants are a little bit different and
can't help it if we were cuter, Chloe. Yeah.
It just might have been
some of us grow to be beautiful swans. With
some
money.
Of us grow to look how we pay to look ourselves.
Yep.
Dieting.
Yeah, with
I'm
makeup.
With dieting. With makeup. Because makeup
costs
money.
And
going to the dentist regularly.
I've been to the dentist like twice. That's all I needed.
But
with beauty pageants though, you know, we tried it when we were younger. And yes, Chloe was there. She was not allowed to enter for reasons.
I don't want to talk about it.
For reasons.
She had too much attitude with the coaches.
Yeah, there's an interview process you have to do. And we only did it one year. Me and Courtney did.
I just learned that certain people can't take me.
Yeah, there's an interview process. And when Chloe was brought in for the interview process, they asked for her name. They're like, what's
your name?
Do we
really need to give details?
What's your name, little daffodil? Because it was the Daffodil Sims beauty pageant.
Ugh.
And Chloe answered, "None of your business, stupid bitch."
And it was it? Was it?
Yeah, she was disqualified.
And she was immediately disqualified.
Okay, but was it any of their business? Is the real question.
Yes, it was, Chloe, because that was literally just the first question.
I didn't want to be there.
Sure you didn't.
You know damn well mom was trying to get it. Ooh, they are so not watermelon and they're degrading.
Yeah, well, degrading because they asked your name.
No, it's because
she was over it pretty quickly.
Was it an invasion of privacy? You still seem tit hurt about it.
I've grown
up. That's a new thing. I'm a grown ass damn woman,
and I don't need to listen to this. So they're still not watermelon. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I think they're watermelon because I won.
They're so watermelon. But that was.
You should have seen my talent segment.
I would call that a fluke. She literally just stood there.
It was rigged from the moment they asked me what my name was.
But the people who stayed in it, they take it way too seriously. Like, where is it going to lead you to be a reality star?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's good for people. Maybe some people who are like really, really egotistical and like, you know, like just fold themselves. Like, yeah, like maybe it's good for them.
Oh my God, Chloe, you should so enter.
No, that's why it didn't work for me. I didn't even want to speak of my name. I'm so non-egotistical. Anyway, so not watermelon.
They're still watermelon.
But if you love it, good for you. Get a scholarship.
They're still watermelon if you win. If you just enter and you lose like round one, why? Why even enter?
That's why I didn't.
Look yourself in the mirror and be like, am I really beauty queen pageant material?
Is that
what you did after you were kicked out of the first round?
Am I really like the beauty pageant material?
I told you at the time that we didn't need to be there. And look what's happening. Look, it looks like we're all scarred in different ways, unless you're Courtney because she's egotistical.
Yeah, I'm not scarred.
Yeah, because you're egotistical.
The ones who win are bitches, but the ones who do lose the first round, they pick themselves up.
They just suck.
They become successful business
Let's
women.
Let's move on.
Is it wrong? Should I not ask your name, Chloe?
I mean, I'd rather you didn't. You should know it.
All they did was ask your name.
Yeah, and I was over them. I didn't trust them.
I think you spaced and forgot your name. Then you just got mad.
No, I didn't space, you stupid bitch.
Maybe you were just nervous, Chloe. Like,
I said, didn't I say move on? We have other topic.
Oh my God.
Next. Are we moving on to the next topic?
That's what I... If you could just like let me actually finish.
Egotistical bitches.
Wow.
She's still tit hurt.
Okay, wow. Is this just going to be the Bully Kim segment? Is that the new name?
It's not even about you.
It's going to be like Bully Kim and don't
Can
let
you
her
please
finish
move
her
on?
Sentences. Can Let's I finish go. A sentence without somebody
go ahead.
Interrupting me?
Go ahead. I got Let's to do start. Today.
Next topic, rich people's problems, so watermelon or so not watermelon?
I don't know what that is. Yeah. I think everybody has problems. And for you,
it's called everybody problems.
Yeah, everybody has problems and all problems are equal. Like I'm sick of people.
When your chauffeur is late, that's everybody's problem.
That's mm-hmm. It's everybody's problem. Like
when I go to Starbucks and they're out of oat milk, That's everybody's problem.
Sim when bucks. I go and my credit card gets declined because I've spent over my 1 million limit, that's mm-hmm. everybody's problem.
Yeah, everybody. Like,
in fact, maybe it's the store's problem.
That's discrimination when you say rich people problem.
Yeah,
when I go to
a
really 5-star restaurant and they don't have the crusty breadsticks that I like.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, if they're not out on the table by the time I sit down.
Yeah.
That's everybody's problem. Like,
All problems are equal. I'm so sick of people. Like, listen, like, I get it. Like, people like to use these are first world problems. Like, well, maybe they are, you know?
Maybe they are. Like, but that's everyone's problem.
Yeah.
If your hot tub jacuzzi breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're in
$500,000.
Like, if you're in debt, hey, I'm acknowledging that it's a problem. But what it also is a problem is, you know, like, I couldn't get my manicure the day that I scheduled it. Like, yeah. We all have problems and they all need to be solved.
So what that there's 20 people in front of me, I'm here. Exactly. For my appointment.
So are we saying it's so not watermelon because it's so not watermelon.
Yeah, let's not specify.
Let's not separate the problems from the people.
The people.
Yeah. Like rich people. Like I don't even know what that means. Like what if I legit
like yeah. Or anybody's car can run out of gas.
So, like, listen.
And then I have to go and get my other car.
Yeah.
That's everyone's problem.
That's everyone's problem. But, like, legit, like, say I broke my leg or a fingernail, okay. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Isn't that, like, just because I'm rich, does that mean it's a rich problem? No, it means that it is a problem.
It's a problem, and I happen to be rich.
Right, so call your senators.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's your definition of rich? Like, you could have nothing in the bank, but still have a rich life.
I have a rich head of hair.
Rich chocolate. Are you rich
chocolate.
Okay, so not watermelon.
Goes back to it being our point. It's everyone's problem.
Yeah, right. Every problem is everyone's problem, and we need to work together instead of separating.
If people are attacking me on Twitter for renting out a private island for a party that I wanted to give.
Right.
That's everyone. That's everyone's problem.
Yes.
If that happens to fall in a pandemic,
I kind of disagree with that. That's everyone's problem.
Shut
up. That's everyone's problem with you.
We're all in it together.
I don't think that's not the.
No, I think that's a pretty good example.
Let's back up out of that one.
All right, let's just move on. You know what?
That was going well until...
I think that was a pretty solid example.
Maybe I should rethink everything I said, Jim.
Next topic, sugar daddies. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I'm kind of a sugar mama. We're all sugar like mamas, candy. Really.
We're like part sugar mama. It depends on who we're with.
Yeah, it depends. But I like to date people who are at the same level as me, you know.
But if you want to date somebody who gives you candy on the regular, like...
Have you two ever been sugar babies?
All kinds of candy.
Have you guys ever been sugar babies?
Many, many, many times.
You have been.
Well, she didn't have to be. Now that's called...
You're calling me a whore.
There are people... Like, sugar babies aren't like, you know, trying to take...
Those are candy.
Sugar babies are people who literally just get... And they're not complaining or asking for it. So they're sugar babies. I've never really been a sugar baby, but sugar daddies, I've never really had one.
Like, what if you're both? Like, what if you have a sugar daddy and you're a sugar mom? And like, you guys both, like,
that's just called a relationship.
Yeah. That's a relationship.
No. Where you give and
where
you
everything
give.
Is equal. Are you kidding me? It's called
all of our relationships are public.
I have
a
sugar daddy and I'm a sugar mama. Like you're both of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then one gives, the other gives, the other gives, the other gives, the other gives.
Anyway,
a sugar couple.
They're so watermelon if that's what you're into, but it's not really what I do. Like, if someone makes a little bit more money than me or whatever, and they like to give me things, that doesn't make me a sugar baby.
I'm not
going to
say
daddy.
No. Yeah, but I'm not going to say no at the same time.
But believe me, if you have a sugar daddy, it's pretty sweet.
If you can get one, like...
And that's a play on words.
I don't get it.
Very nice, Courtney. Very nice. That's very sweet of you to say.
What?
So, yeah. So anyway, for me, not for me, but you know, there's the watermelon if that's what you like.
Yeah. Watermelon. Maybe become one. I don't know. Like, pick it up as a profession. Think about it.
If it's possible, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Get yourself one.
All right.
Walk around with a cane.
Nope. That is a pimp.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Now we're moving on to segment 3. Who's the smartest? We're given 3 random words we don't know and we try to guess what they mean. Whoever guesses the closest is the smartest.
I believe the scoreboard is me, Courtney, and Kem. I believe the scoreboard
is incorrect, and our fans aren't 100% sure how to count.
Wow. Wow, the disrespect you have towards
our fans. I think our fans are very smart.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you are counting can be very hard sometimes, and yeah, I think it is disrespectful,
Courtney. All right.
All right, first word. Habilable. Or habilable. What do you think?
I think it means
habilable.
Spell it.
Habilable.
I think it has something to do.
I think I know what this is.
I think it has something to do with your, like, your gut, like your stomach. And it deals with, like,
you have a fat habilable.
No. I think it has to do with, like, the digestive system.
My habible is
like bowel, like bowel. It's like a habible bowl.
So not your gut, just your.
Well,
just
it's
your
part intestine. Of the gut, like the,
your stomach,
like,
or your intestine.
Yeah,
like, your intestine. Like, come
one
on,
one is on the outside, one is on the inside.
Come on, what? You know what I mean. I just think, okay, I think it has to do with your digestive system, like
so,
something
like
to
your
do.
Belly button.
No, that's nothing to. No,
that you just said digestive system.
Okay, moving on. That's my answer, you stupid bitch.
So your bowels.
I think it just means that this place, you can live in it. It's habitable. It's you can.
Sound like you're saying habitable.
There.
That's habitable.
I'm saying habitable. It's the early
habitat.
Word for habitable for a habitat. It means you can. It's livable.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm not going to say you're wrong because you just never know. But you are last in the scoreboard.
I was almost thinking the same thing, like habitat.
Let's find out what it is and how it goes through your digestive tract.
This is why Courtney is not habitable.
It means capable of being lived in, suitable for habitation.
I knew it.
Okay, well, my intestines live in my gut.
That's what I was going to say too.
Shut up, Chloe. Not even close.
Fine, well, you do that.
Your intestines don't live there.
Congratulations. Maybe you can actually catch up with us. Like, you got one right.
I'm pretty sure I'm ahead of you guys, but the fans like to bully me, and they.
So we both have a point.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Whatever.
Every time the game resets, that's how it really works.
Sorry, maybe that answer was a little obvious, and that's never how the words are.
Are we allowed to agree with each other sometimes? Because this is new.
Well, you stole
my answer. No, it's not new.
So you
that's not new.
I mean, that's happened before where we've had the same answers.
It's rare.
Yeah, that's happened many times. You stupid bitch, where have you been?
Yeah.
Sometimes we were like, oh, that's my answer, and then we try to guess something else.
No, sometimes it is just it's what it is, and sometimes we're
it
just
is
wrong.
What it is.
Both.
All right, second word. Diuresis.
Okay, maybe this sounds like it actually relates to the digestive tract.
Yeah.
Diaeresis.
I'm that sorry, this like is a little this is a little TMI, but it sounds like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Sounds like
diarrhea with Reese's.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
Smells like
what?
Peanut. Then it smells like peanut butter.
We have thousands of listeners, and you don't think that one of them, somebody somewhere, is eating a Reese's Pieces? I guarantee someone's eating a Reese's Pieces, and you just like
ruin
it for
them. They're
about
to have diarrheas.
Oh my God.
Enjoy.
If they have a bad stomach, yeah.
Well, what do you two think it is? To me, it sounds like it has to do with like stomach problems.
It sounds like the condition of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like you have maybe it's not just diarrhea. It's like you have it on a regular basis. Like it's a diagnosis.
I'm going to say it's some kind of skin disease.
Huh. This is all.
I think it's a shitting disease.
Yeah, to be honest.
Pretty much.
So you're
well,
both
no,
going
you just
with
said
diarrhea.
No, I said stomach
I think
problems.
It's like,
I
think it's like having it on the regular.
I said stomach
Chloe,
problems.
Chloe, what's with you and bowels today?
I just say, like, listen, well, if these words would stop having to do with bowel and diarrhea, like, come on. Come on. Let's get real.
Why do you say it like that?
I'm not saying it like anything.
Say
you
diarrhea.
Bully. You bully.
What is that?
So it means a mark placed over a vowel to indicate that it is sounded in a separate syllable.
Well, vowel rhymes
with
vowel.
That's what that thing is called.
Okay, well, That's stupid.
I'm pretty sure that has to do.
No one even uses those.
That is so old school to have two dots over something. Just put two O's.
Yeah, it's just marks over a vowel.
That is literally so stupid.
I don't even know how to say this.
That is dumb. Diuresis. And no one's ever going to use that.
I'm pretty sure it has to do with diarrhea. Like, if you look further in the definition, it's the condition of having constant diarrhea.
That is a good name for it, but yeah, unfortunately, you're wrong.
If I was a doctor, I'd be like, you've got diuresis. And they wouldn't be like, oh, I have a dot over my vowels.
Third word, rhesus.
What's up with all these ices at the end of all these words?
I don't know.
Or it's rhesus. Rhesus.
It's R-I-S-U-S.
Rhesus.
Well, I want to say it's the process of creating rice, of getting rice from the fields, but it's probably not. It probably has to do with some freaking comma
farmers.
Yeah, rice fields. Rice fields. They come from. They come from plants.
They are rices.
It's in the rice. Do they plant rice?
Is that the act of planting rice? Or the people who do it?
Listen, I know that my answer isn't correct.
No.
But that's what it sounds like.
It could be, Chloe.
It's probably a freaking comma. It's probably what they used to call commas in the freaking 1800s.
I think it's what they called raisins.
Back in the day, they called them rhesus.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm over it. I'm over it today.
I think it means to, like...
This whole game is stupid.
Shut up, Chloe, just because you're losing...
Yeah,
no,
that's pretty much why. No. Just like the pageant,
I'm still winning in this scoreboard.
It's the pageant all over again.
I self sabotage that on purpose.
Before you attend,
okay. How about we like? How about we get back to the fucking word instead of that? Are.
I think it means I didn't say what I thought it means. Thinking something is suspicious and like redoing that suspicion.
I think you're reading a definition.
No, when you're suspicion or suspect about something, you redo.
Okay, so you think that. Wow. I think it has to do with the process of getting rice. Making rice and getting rice. And you, Courtney, think it's about raisins. Got it.
Either raisins or bread.
You cannot, it's one or the other.
Those are two very, very different things.
Those are two different things. You can make raisin bread, but...
There you go.
No.
Okay.
Let's go with raisin bread. And if I get one or the other, I get half point.
No.
Yep.
It's raisin or bread. Which one, Courtney?
We're going with that. Here we go.
What is that? Is it raisin or bread?
Shut up.
It literally means laughter. A grinning expression produced by the spasm of facial muscles.
That is so stupid. We call it a smile.
Just rhesus. Say you are.
Well, look at you, Johnny. You've got a rhesus on your face.
You've got such a beautiful rhesus on your face. That was my New York accent.
Perfection. Perfection. Truly. What an awesome word to describe something rhesus. That is called a grin or a smile.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
So crazy. When you go to take a picture, you're going to be like, okay, rhesus for me.
Rhesus.
Oh, my God. Everybody say rhesus instead of cheese. Rhesus. Okay, well, that was this podcast. That was that.
Disappointing words.
Those two got a point, whatever. So you can add that to your tallies.
Thank you so much for listening. And, you know, since the points restarted starting this episode.
You could raise this when you eat raisin bread.
How about this? The points restart on the 60th episode. Huh?
Fine.
Huh? Okay, we keep it there.
No.
Yes. Every anniversary.
Is the 60th episode, the new season.
Every
seasons do we have?
We don't have seasons. Every year is a season.
We actually have to go on break and like be away for a while for it to be a season.
I thought there were four seasons.
Oh my God. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. Be sure to go
thank you.
Be sure to go to
Shop
SimGM.
I hope you learned a lot.
Yes, shopsimgm.com. Oh my God, Chloe.
What?
ShopSimGM.com.
Well, how about you start announcing this stupid website? Okay.
I do. Go to ShopSimGM.com.
Love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to the SimGM highlights video. Subscribe to SimGM. Go check out our new video that we just posted on SimGM. We went
to the Kardashian podcast highlights YouTube channel.
And And go to SimGM and check out the new videos and have fun with that. And yeah, see you all next podcast.
Oh my God.
This has been the worst outro ever.
Enjoy the music.
Somebody, there is no music. I mean, there's just the outro music.
We're coming to you live. We're coming to you live.
We're not coming to you live.
We're coming to you live.
Oh my God. Okay, no.
Come. Yeah, because your game sucks.
That sounds like I'd be like the first boss to fight.
Maybe.
Oh, mom's calling me.
Okay, let me pause.
She knows that we're recording a podcast.
Well,
not here.
But you're
not
also
today,
acknowledging you're not smart and you know your geography.
Wait, what?
I just called Courtney Chloe.
Oh. My spaghetti del agua, delicious.
Great.
I would call rigged. That a fluke. She literally just stood there.
It was rigged from the moment they asked me what my name was.
Shut up. That's everyone's problem with you.
Aren't we all in this together?
That's everyone's problem with you. But it's been on words, Courtney. Anyway.